Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday morning, March 28th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of government and politics news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission warns of scam phone calls. The Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission and UGI Utilities are warning customers about a scam where callers claim their utility is requesting a switch to a different energy supplier. Scammers are spoofing the PUC's number to make it seem legitimate. The scammers demand immediate payment to cancel the switch or face service termination, which the PUC does not do. The PUC advises not to provide personal or financial information to unsolicited callers, hang up, and contact the utility directly for any concerns. If unsure, call the official customer service hotline. Report suspicious calls to the utility and the PUC. UGI Utilities, Inc. serves over 760,000 customers. Learn more at www.ugi.com. Coolidge Reagan Foundation files congressional ethics, FEC, and DOJ criminal complaints against Repever Jasmine Crockett. The Coolidge Reagan Foundation has filed complaints against Representative Jasmine Crockett, alleging voter intimidation, fraudulent campaign contributions, and misconduct in office. The complaints were submitted to the FEC, OCE, and DOJ, exposing Crockett's alleged illegal activities. CRF's Chairman Sean McCutcheon condemned Crockett's actions, calling them irresponsible. Counsel Dan Backer highlighted potential criminal and ethical concerns. The DOJ complaint focuses on Crockett's alarming rhetoric, possibly violating the Federal Voting Rights Act. The FEC complaint details a money laundering scheme through Act Blue. Additionally, a complaint was filed with the OCE citing behavior unbecoming of a member of Congress. CRF demands accountability and swift action to protect the democratic process.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.